welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Electric Auto Shop podcast, also known as the Smarter Sten podcast. And that's one of the things we're going to talk about today. I got Michael Mack on the line. He's the founder of Electric Auto Shop and Smarter Sten. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, Alex. Good. How are you doing? No lines, though. It's bits, right? I guess there's a broadband line involved somewhere.
Well...
But not a telephone line.
Yeah. Well, are they working on the line outside your house right now?
Yeah, we got some construction guys outside of our studio, so we may hear some pounding and grinding.
Well, I was hoping that that was part of the big renovation that we're doing to the Electric Auto Shop here, because the Electric Auto Shop has gotten a whole lot bigger. I mean, we're talking three dimensions, right?
Yeah, well, our product offerings are many and deeper now than they have been with just the automotive and advanced fuels. Where we used to offer hybrid, CNG, and electric drivetrain technologies, you know, now we're expanding into rapid prototyping and 3D printing and solar cooking, solar panels, solar electricity, robotics, lots of stuff related to STEM that's more than just automotive and advanced fuels.
Yeah, a lot of those schools, I think they're interested in a variety of things, not just automotive, and so some of these new courses that we're offering embrace these new technologies. So maybe talk about these new products and.
Well, two of our newest projects are 3D EV. Even though that's EV and electric vehicles, it's connected to some other disciplines like 3D printing and rapid prototyping and CNC machining, modeling products, modeling and scaling products so that design, you can understand the design and rapid prototyping of how a product, the iterative process of building a product, how designers and technicians create products. They try different structures and they try different chassis angles and things like that. And then solar technology. These are a couple products that will be featured at the show.
Oh, yeah. We should remind our listeners of the Educating for Career Conference, March 6th through 8th in Sacramento, California. That is where we are going to be showing most of these new ideas for the Smarter Sten catalog.
Yeah, we have a booth space there in the exhibit hall where you can see our electric vehicle and our other technologies. We'll have some solar cooking projects and some other information about some of the other stuff. But we'll also be doing a presentation, Alex, on how to bring some of these advanced programs to your school, how to get them into your classroom, what the curricula looks like, and maybe how to finance some of it, how to find funding for it.
Is that your presentation that you're going to be doing, or is that the exhibit?
Well, the exhibit will show the products in the exhibit hall, but we also have a presentation about how to bring this new curricula to your classroom, how to get it into your school.
Yeah, well, I want to film that so people can see your pitch to these schools on why they need to get more STEM coursework into their classrooms. What were some of the other things that we're doing with the new bigger Electric Auto Shop with Smarter Sten? And I saw that you had you did some work in a really fancy, you know, production studio, kind of like doing videos. And was that at Windsor High School?
Yeah, we did some work at Windsor High School. Windsor was one of our best early customers, actually the Sonoma County Office of Education, where Windsor High School is in Sonoma County, made some purchases and put those programs into Windsor High School. We did our conversion vehicle program. We did our CNG program. We did our alternating current drive program. They're very, very progressive school in Sonoma County here, and they actually have a video production studio where we actually went in and with their students used that video facility and showed their students how we create our videos and how we create our curricula. And actually one of the students, Daniel DeVries, made his senior project about how Electric Auto Shop produces its video and its educational curricula.
I know you invited me over there, and I got a chance to look around. They have a very great program, it looks like.
Yeah, Greg Lanz was the instructor at the time. He's since retired, actually, the past couple of years ago. But Patricia Biaggi and Stephen Jackson of Sonoma County Office of Education are super instrumental, and Chuck Wade, super instrumental in helping get these new technologies and new curricula into schools. You know, these are early adopter type ways of thinking for these administrators and instructors. This is new to them. These are new programs, and they're willing to take a chance and try these new projects and bring these new types of education to their students.
Well, okay, so the show is going to talk about some of these new ideas, but you know, the 3D EV, the electric vehicle project is just one of them. Tell me about the ghost on the stove.
Okay, well, let me tell you a little bit about 3D EV, Alex. It's funny that we've gotten a couple orders for our 3D EV capstone project, which is actually the third in the series of the curricula. 3D EV is it's an electric vehicle, a little electric car you can drive around. And we have the first course in that series is a model. It's a quarter scale model of that electric car so that you 3D print the chassis and see how it's put together, how it's structurally put together. And you learn something about 3D printing and sketch files and Thingiverse and all the places where you go to when you look for resources for 3D printing. The second module in that curricula series is a radio-controlled drivetrain. So you put a little electric motor and controller on that model that you just 3D printed and drive it around. And then the third in the series is the capstone, the vehicle you can actually drive around in with two passengers. But we've gotten people order the third version of the curricula more so than the other two, just because it's a pretty cool little car. You know, you saw it at our instructor training the other week in Sacramento. Solar cooking is a pretty cool little solar stove project where we give the classroom a lab with the solar cooker, and we give each student in the class a little solar tube, and then they have to figure out the best angle for the focal point for the solar energy to cook inside the tube. Then it's a super high technology tube that reaches over 500 degrees Fahrenheit on the inside to cook food, but you can touch it on the outside. So it's a super insulated tube that it just focuses solar energy into this cooking point where you literally can cook food just by sunlight in under an hour. We had a little party over the Super Bowl, and we were cooking chicken kebabs and shrimp and veggies and stuff. It's pretty cool technology.
Yeah, I think kids would learn a lot from that because it looks pretty easy to use, but they can also cook with it, and that'd be an interesting thing. So
you can actually 3D print the frame that holds the reflector, the mylar that reflects the sunlight into the tube. Mm-hmm. You learn some STEM principles of math. You have to learn the angle to maximize the angle from the mylar to reflect the sunlight at the focal point. You know, so all the reflections kind of cross at the focal point in the center of the tube to give it the maximum heat. And then you learn the principles of 3D printing to make the frame work and hold the mylar at the right angle and all that stuff. So it ties in a bunch of disciplines that are related to STEM and also related to advanced fuels and alternate energy like solar. And you're right. And then the side benefit is they get this cool little stove that they can take home, this little cooker. Each student takes one home from the class.
Yeah, I've tried that out, and it works. It's yum, yum. It makes some good barbecue. Imagine Super Bowls of the future, tailgating. Huh? That would be, you'd have to have it during the day, of course.
Yeah, we could attach one to the tailgate of the 3D capstone.
So what are some of the other things you're trying to do at the show, Mike? I understand you want to invite all your former customers, you know, because you've got kind of the new Smarter STEM curricula, you know, maybe some of these schools that have done business with you in the past and purchased some of your Electric Auto Shop stuff might be interested in the solar.
Yeah, we want them to know that we've grown into other related disciplines that are STEM-based and not just automotive-based. So you don't need an auto shop. Electric Auto Shop's name kind of implies automotive and anything in the auto shop part of the high school or college or technical school. And that's really not the case anymore. We have these other programs that are electronic-based and STEM-based and 3D printing, like all the stuff we just talked about. Not just Electric Auto Shop, not just auto-based anymore. So we want to meet those people. We want those people to see what we're doing, come up and look and touch the stuff and try it out and just see how it works. Well, also, Alex, we'll have some of our customers that have put together the 3D EV project with their students. We'll have people, we'll have students and instructors in the booth that have done that that can answer questions about how, you can just talk to the students about what do you think of this program? How did you like it? What, you know, what got you excited about going to this class?
Oh, yeah. And Independence High School is going to be there. Is that correct?
Yeah, they're one of our schools that have the program. And I think you were there when the guys, the instructor was driving it around and giving people rides if they agreed to sign up for his class next semester. So he's recruiting. He's actively using this interesting little project to get people interested in his area of the high school, you know, it's technology area of the high school, but it works. You know, we got a bunch of people looking at that little car because it was a cool project.
I know they were fighting over the car, it seemed like. And then he let this one girl drive it around the student quad, and someone's all, "Hey, I want to try to drive it." And he's all, she's in the class. She gets to drive it. You have to join the class if you want to drive it.
So you asked what we want at the show. That's what we want people to do, is just come and see this technology. Looking at it is the best way to present it to people. We did an instructor training a couple weeks ago in Sacramento, and one of those instructor schools has already purchased the product from us for the project for their school. So, I mean, they weren't exposed to it until they saw it. And then once they saw it, they saw how it would work for their charter of bringing STEM courses and interesting STEM courses that would keep students active and participating in the coursework. And that's what these cool little labs and projects do for schools.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when anybody sees the way the kids react when they're able to work on a project like this, I think that it's a no-brainer. And what better way to inspire kids to engage in their education and not just say, "Oh, I got to go to school again," you know, wake up in the morning and want to go to school. I think that's what I've heard from some of the teachers.
The biggest thing that instructors tell me that they hear from their kids, "What are we going to do today? What are we doing today in class? What's fun? What are we going to do that's exciting and different and fun?" And I think this is the answer to that. Cool labs, cool projects the kids can't wait to get their hands on.
Well, you know, and I think, I don't know how much more time we have, but I know that you're giving a presentation. Is it on, what date is it on, the 7th, the 8th?
My presentation is on the 8th, and it's on page 88 of the program. I don't know if that means anything to anybody listening to a podcast, but...
Yeah, maybe we'll have to put it on the blog. But the title of your presentation is New STEM Pathways, and I kind of noticed that you kind of have a course through the 3D pathway, and I think that's a really powerful idea. Maybe you can talk about that for a second. I think you talked about it a little bit earlier, but when you look at it from the real basic standpoint of starting with a 3D printer to teach kids about science, then you tie in the computer, and then you tie in the modeling of design, and then the models start getting bigger, and you can actually... you can actually use a 3D printer to build a bigger printer, too. I thought that was pretty fascinating. So maybe tell me about that a little bit, because I'm kind of interested, because my son, you know, he's probably not old enough to work on an electric car. He's 11. He's in sixth grade to work on a 3D EV, for instance.
Well, to work on the capstone, maybe, but he could work on the model. He could work on the RC, radio control version.
So I think that, you know, he's so into computers right now that if we just bring the 3D printer over and see how they can work with computer modeling things, I think That will be.
Yeah, we'll do workshops for schools, Alex. We'll go in for an hour or whatever, and it doesn't have to be a high school. This, like, your son was what, fifth grade, sixth grade?
Yeah, middle school.
Yeah, so the lower grade levels, they learn. I mean, we could 3D print the framework to the solar stove and show them both the solar technology and the 3D print and the design works, and, you know, how the CAD drawings work and all that. These kids are not too young for that kind of stuff. You know, there's grade school, middle school kids printing 3D projects now all the time.
Oh, my son is so into Minecraft, and he's getting to the point where he's so good at making the mods and doing that. I got to find him something more that he can do with the computer, something that's really going to launch his education and get him away from just doing video games.
Yeah. So what we like to do, it's not all schools agree to this or want this, but what we'd like to do is, if we can go and do a workshop, is if we get some video of the kids working around the projects in the lab, doing the little maker project, if we can get a video of them. I know we use it to show other schools what these projects can do and what's in the coursework. And some schools are okay with that. We get parental sign off on having your child in the video. You know, it's nothing major. It's just them working on the 3D printer or the stove or, you know, the little model car. But that we would like to get as far as something we can use to show other schools what we're all about. We're talking about it here, but there's nothing that ever really is as good as showing a video of what this stuff does and what it is.
And plus, I think it's good for the kids to start to get involved in presenting their projects too, in a way. And we've had them on the podcast, or, you know, they're like the students at Independence High School. They're going to be there to talk about the car as well. So,
yeah, there's self-esteem building and team building and working. I mean, a lot of our stuff at the high school level is career oriented towards people that are going to go out and have a job. They're going to have to learn to work with other people, learn to work with a foreman or a boss. And so that's some of the teaching strategies in these projects are that students are the team leader for a day, and they run their little two-man crew or two-person crew on the lab, and then they report back to what they were successful at and what they needed help with and what shortcomings they overcame. And, you know, they do record keeping and video keeping, and they document, and, you know, all these things related to maybe career type skills that you might need as a technical person or a writer or a CAD drawer or, you know, all kind of career related type skills.
I remember when we worked with New Energy Academy, a couple of the students were, I noticed that they collaborated as a team, and they would take different roles. And some of them would be the spokespeople, like the media representative or something.
One of the instructors in that class from the New Energy Academy is now one of the students in that class is now the instructor of that class at Venture Academy.
I was going to say that. And I think that that's the type of, I mean, that's proof positive that this stuff works.
Yeah, we like to see student success. So even the student at Windsor who did the video project, you know, he may never be an electric vehicle technician, but he may have learned some skills in video production, sound recording, sound mixing that helped him with a career in that field. And so it's all about bringing skills and exposing students to new disciplines that they may not have even known existed and now get excited about, get interested in, and pursue farther down their scholastic or career pathways.
Well, there it is. The electric auto shop has gotten a whole lot bigger. It's now the Smarter STEM warehouse. I don't know, workshop. But yeah. It's kind of a virtual place at this point, but I think that luckily through partnerships with all these different schools,
Can't you hear those hammers pounding and the drills drilling and grinders grinding away? I think it's pretty noisy in here, actually, kind of apologizing for the extraneous noise that we have. But hey, if you can come to this EFCC in Sacramento, if you're a California instructor, it's a great place to learn about new stuff. I mean, not just what Smarter STEM is up to, but the theme. We're in one of the theme. One of the themes of this show is pathways, partnerships, and programs. They call it the three P's of success. And then, so that's our pathway. Our presentation is about the pathway of STEM related alternate fuels and assembly labs for the solar and the 3D EV. But that's the theme. They're thinking ahead for, you know, how to build better pathways into these new types of technologies that these are going to be the jobs of the future and the jobs of the present, you know, these new technologies. So it's best to expose our students to these topics as much as we can while they're still, you know, still able to learn and get excited about it.
Yeah, I was reading up on the show, and I think it's really nice how they're trying to get out ahead of and anticipate what the careers are going to be that, you know, they really need to focus on. And it seems like STEM has become one of the main thrusts of getting kids, students ready and keeping our country competitive on the science and technology and engineering. I think it's really important.
Well, Alex, we should put a link to this show in the show notes for this podcast, so you can just click on it and see. You can download the program. And there's pages. There's a 108-page manual of what's all involved in this. It's a, you know, a day and a half long show. So it's everything from what curricula is out there, what types of technology. You can go to the exhibit hall. There are sessions on how to get Perkins funding, you know, how to manage students in classroom settings and under different situations. This was a lot of great stuff.
Yeah, we already put some information up on our blog, so you can go there right away and take a look at it, and we'll be updating it with more things. And I think you may have some new, hopefully new announcements for the show as well of new things to add. And you know, if you're not signed up for the show, just come to smarterstem.com, and you can get links to where you need to go to get signed up and attend the show.
Yeah, and if you're outside of California, we'll probably have some video from highlights from the show and stuff we'll put up on the website after the show's over. Show's not till March 6th through the 8th, so it's still a month or so away.
You have some other shows coming up too, Mike? Or
yeah, there's a show. Let me click on it and see exactly when it is. There's a STEM show in Washington, April 16th and 17th. At the Walter Washington Convention Center, Walter Washington in Washington, D.C. It's the USA Science and Engineering Festival.
I always wondered where Washington got its name.
And we'll Walter. Be there. We'll be there with our that show. We'll actually have more of a focus on the solar stove technology. We're actually doing a live demonstration in our booth where you can come up and try and actually work with the solar stove and cook on it right in the exhibit hall.
Nice. We'll have to invite Obama.
All right, I'll leave that up to you because you're his buddy, Alex.
Okay. We'll get right on it. And so, thanks everybody for tuning in. You've just seen our newly remodeled electric auto shop, and you know it's a lot bigger and better. And thank you, Mike, for joining us. And I'll see you on the next podcast.
All right, Alex, thanks for calling in.